This week I will be on retreat with our bishop and the priest of the Diocese of Charlotte. Now we gather at a retreat center in the mountains for a week of prayer and for some spiritual conferences and to celebrate Mass together each day. The territory of the Diocese of Charlotte is about half the size of the state of North Carolina, and because of that distance, many of the priests who live in the eastern part of the diocese only see the priests who live in the western part of the diocese when we gather for our annual retreat. And when we gather together, especially at mealtime, it is always interesting to see who sits where and the topics of conversation. Yes, even at a priest retreat, there is the cool kids table. It's usually somewhere else. But conversations continue after the meals are over, and sometimes the conversations involve several people, and sometimes there are side conversations of only two or three priests. Every Sunday in the liturgy, we have the larger conversation from the Scriptures. That is usually the Old Testament reading and the Gospel. But we also have the side conversation, and that is the second reading at Mass on Sunday. Now, this Sunday, we begin hearing part of the side conversation from the letter to the Hebrews. And we'll continue our hearing from the letter to the Hebrews for six more weeks. The letter to the Hebrews is unique in the New Testament. There is no mention of the identity of the author. We know the letters of Paul and John and James and Jude. We know Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but we do not know the name of the author of the letter to the Hebrews. Also, the letter to the Hebrews is most likely not a letter. It's a sermon or a homily. The letter to the Hebrews, really the homily to the Hebrews, was intended to be heard and not necessarily read. The homily to the Hebrews has a voice. And what does the preacher of the homily to the Hebrews want us to hear? What does this preacher, whose voice echoes from generation to generation, want to say to you and to me on this Sunday in October? What is the word from the Lord, from the preacher of the homily to the Hebrews? God our Father desires to bring us to glory in Christ Jesus, our Savior. We are consecrated in Christ for the glory of heaven. Think about that for a moment. God's great desire is for you and me to share in the glory of heaven. And God's great desire for you and for me to share in the glory of heaven is offered to us every time we celebrate the Eucharist. For the eternal Son of God, Jesus Christ, who descended from heaven to earth in the womb of the Virgin Mary, descends to our altar to feed you and me. Our life of glory begins here. God our Father desires to bring us to glory in Christ Jesus, our Savior, here and now, as we are gathered together in our weekly spiritual retreat. Christ Jesus invites us each and every week to the mountain of his glory and to a seat at his table. Amen.